Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls. This is Medium Ishani, and I can give you direct messages from your guardian angels and spirit guides. I'm a natural and Reiki energy healer. I use energy and spirit to help heal your mind, body, and soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, and I will teach you all the skills I have learned to help you get to the next level on your path. I am also a past life and hugging guru, but most of all, I'm a clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about how I can support you and help you make everlasting changes at www.pastlifeguru.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Medium Ishani. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E.
So, this is Spirit Guided Intuitive Life Coach and Angel Talker, Comfy Crystal. I teach you how to communicate with your own angelic team. With these tools, you can be sure that the decisions you are making, the decisions you're making are the right ones for you, and stop wasting time being fearful and getting hurt again and again. You can find me at comfysoul.com and also search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember you are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides and crossover loved ones are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. And you can find all of this info again on blogtalk.com under Guided Souls and also on our individual websites at comfysoul.com and pastlifeguru.com. So today we're talking about whether or not you're exactly where you want to be and what is stopping you from getting there. This is a topic that comes up probably more often than we're willing to speak about, and we're probably sick of saying the same thing over and over again without having some progress made. So we thought it was really important to talk about this today. There's a lot of energy right now that is kind of poking your brain. You might have gotten some of this from external sources. You might have gotten this from dream state. I think there's a lot of dreams happening right now. I believe there's a meteor shower happening tonight. I haven't looked into what's going on with the stars and the planets at this moment, but I do know how people are feeling and what they're going through. So I thought it was important that we talk about this today. And Medium Ishani intuited this topic for the day, so I think that it's really important to help bring that out today so you guys can recognize what's really going on with you. First of all, you're not alone. Second of all, there is just enough poking happening in your realm that you're asking yourself the question, and you might be a little anxious. What the heck is going on? How can I get to the next level? How can I make this happen for me? What's preventing me from making that step? And if you did make the step, what's preventing you from trusting that it's working, it's happening, that this is the direction you need to go in? There are so many questions that will stop you from continuing on your path or stop you from recognizing that you're doing the right thing or you're not doing the right thing, and you need to switch gears and switch into a different space. So we're going to talk with you guys on the phone today. We're also going to channel some messages, and we want to remind you that no matter what's happening, there's always an intuitive conversation happening from us to you every day, Monday through Friday here. Also, if you catch us on our Facebook pages, you get to follow along how Spirit talks to us throughout the day, what we see on our dog walks, what happens when we're meditating, what happens when we're sitting on the toilet or in the bathtub, and the messages that we receive, not just for ourselves, but for you guys as well. This is where a lot of you are contacted by us, and we say, oh, I got a sign about you. I knew you were coming, and I think it's about this. Is this right or wrong? And then we end up, you know, doing coachings with you, or we end up having readings with you, and you end up going on this journey of recognizing that you finally found your soul family, that you finally found the people that you were supposed to be around. Not just us, but the other people that are listening to the radio show as well. We hear a lot of you reconnecting or connecting from on this site in our chat room from other, you know, realms where you've met each other. And I think it's really important that you recognize each other's souls and how important it is for you guys to have these conversations, whether you're on the Facebook pages or you're in the chat rooms. It's not a coincidence that you guys are put together, that you're hearing a similar message, that you're feeling the same way, that it resonated with you in some way or another. This is an opportunity for you guys to bond together as well as reaching out to us for that extra push, that extra oomph, and that extra recognition of what those messages are that you're receiving from Spirit. This makes me think of something. There's a listener, so I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Love Julia. And Julia has called in from time to time. And I had a dream a few weeks back, probably actually like 2 months ago or so. And I had a dream, and in this dream, long story short, I received a message for her. And so while you may not necessarily talk to us on the show or speak to us in the radio, sometimes you do. Even if you don't, just because I see you on Facebook or I see you pop into the chat room, when you come up and I get a message or Ishani gets a message, we're going to come find you. We're going to say, hey, I have a message for you. Spirit told me to talk to you. So I ended up telling her that I had a dream and her name came up, and the symbolism and the push in the dream was to write a book. So I asked her, do you need to write a book? And she's like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you so much. I know you're a channel. You're connected to Spirit. I started writing a book and then I haven't written for a few days. And so this was Spirit saying, you need to get back on it and you need to finish it. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a bestseller and you're going to do amazing. Because that energy needed to come out of her. And a lot of times when you guys are thinking about doing something like that, making this painting, writing this book, putting out this piece of jewelry that is totally amazing that the universe needs to have, the thing that stops you is thinking, oh, I don't know how to get it out there. Or what if I'm wildly successful and I don't have the time to, you know, make that many? Or what if I put in all this effort and no one reads my book? And I want you to know that a lot of times the work is actually in doing the process, that it's important for you yourself to have this awakening, to get out your creativity, to have this journey, and to get your words out on paper, in a video, on a blog, in a Facebook post, and just be yourself and show up and say who you are. I put out a video on Facebook the other day where I was talking about, it's also on YouTube, and I was talking about how important it was to be successful, but success wasn't measured on how much money you made or how many friends and family you had. Everybody's like particular definition of success is different. What was making you successful was showing up and being all of you and being yourself. And from there, the universe would open up the path and unfold where you needed to go, would bring the people and the opportunities to you, would help you get what you needed in order to get that book out, in order for that jewelry to be seen and sold, in order for you to make that painting and have the right person find you, put you in the gallery, purchase your painting, buy it for their website or whatever it is that your intention was. But the point is you need to have an intention and you need to know that through the spirit and the energy of your intention, you're being supported by the universe. And we're here to support you and help you know you're doing the right thing, you're going the right way. And I also want to remind you that by taking tiny steps and not taking giant leaps, what you're doing is you're playing it safe. And that's okay for a little while you test it out, while you learn to trust your intuition. But at some point in time, you have to bite the bullet. You have to take the time to set up your programs the way you need them to be set up. You have to take your money and invest it in someone who's going to take you to the next level, whether that's a coaching mentor, whether that's a guru, whether that's a business program, whether that's software you need to run your business. There, by trying to short yourself or trying to take shortcuts, what you're saying to the universe is, I don't trust that this is actually going to work. I don't trust that the time and the money that I'm investing or the struggle that my mental capacity is going to go through is worth the effort and time. I don't believe that this is going to be the fruit of my labor that brings me to the fruition of my dream. And when you need that extra boost, we're here for you. And I'm kind of feeling on fire today. And I want to throw myself under the bus for a second and say, I had some crazy dreams last night, but the whole week. Now, mind you, it's only Tuesday. So there's a lot going on. And you've probably had the same kind of feeling. And I want to remind you that these things are happening, that energy that's coming and tugging on you and makes you feel kind of tired right now, makes you feel exhausted even though you're kind of beating yourself up and saying, you know, maybe I didn't do as much as I was supposed to, but I'm so drained, how could I possibly go in and do that? It's okay to be there. It's a call to action. It's a call to find balance. It's a call to learn more about yourself and find out how you work and channel that energy into where you need it to go. So you're angry at someone. Take that and turn around and do something incredible with that energy. So you're feeling like you're beating yourself up because you didn't do something you said you were going to do, because you let something fall through the cracks, or because you didn't have the guts to say something to somebody when you should have stood up for yourself. That's okay. Take that energy and channel it into what you want to do for you. And prove to yourself that it's okay to keep moving forward and do something incredible and transmute that energy into something that's going to do something for you rather than something that's going to continue to just drain you and beat you up and steal away your energy and keep you from doing the things that you need to do.
So I'm going to step up too. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. Not a real bus. That's clear to leak. But just for a moment, talk about some of the things that I've been through recently. And when we first took this step into working for ourselves, it was horrifying. It was horrifying to think that, hey, we're not going to get a regular paycheck every day. It's going to come from the work that we put in on a daily basis. We've been through situations where it was so tough, like, I'm not sure I want to work with you anymore. I'm not sure if I want to see your face anymore. I'm not sure if I want to do the radio show anymore.
I'm not even sure I want to help people anymore.
Exactly. I've been there. We've recently been there, been through all of this. And because I know how spirit works, I'm doing this because of service. I'm doing this out of service to you guys. I'm doing this for you guys. It's not about me. I'm going to take care of myself on the side. It's not about me, but I know I need to do my work. I know what I need to do. I know why I'm here. I know my destiny. So I continue to do this work. There's been times where I was scared crapless. I was scared that I wasn't going to get through the week because of financial problems. I went to a space of, I went to fear. I went to fear. And before I got on the phone line, I closed my eyes and I channeled Archangel Ariel for a moment. And she said, don't be afraid. Live your organic truth. And I said, what the hell is organic truth, Ariel? What does that mean? And she said, the truth that is for you, that you originated, not someone else's truth, not what they want for themselves or want for you, but what you want for yourself. And when I heard that, it brought up all kinds of feelings, all kinds of emotions, all kinds of thoughts, and it goes with the reading that I did for this week. if you go to my page, facebook.com/medium, Eshani, Eshne. There's a reading there. And this week, the angels have focused us on living for ourselves, doing what we think is best for ourselves. And that includes creating things, like Crystal said, that goes along with what you desire for yourself. If this is something you cannot do, you're eventually going to fall apart. It's okay to be of service and live of service, but you still have to take care of yourself. Can you imagine being in a soup kitchen and being in the line giving food and you not going to the bathroom? Or you not eating, you're eating for yourself, not taking a break and having a lunch, and you just keep serving and serving and serving and serving till you crap your pants and fall out because you're starving. You didn't eat. And you get up and say, I don't need to eat, I'm just going to take care of you. I'm not thirsty, I'm just going to make sure that you have water and have punch and have soda and fall out. Because you gave so much to others, you forgot about yourself. There needs to be a healthy balance. It's okay to be of service, and that's what we're here to do. But don't forget that you have to take care of yourself. And when you get into that space of, I'm not sure I'm doing what I want for myself, or you get into that space of, where do I really want to be? And you have to look in the mirror. And you say, am I living organic truth? Or am I living for somebody else? So recently I was watching a comedy special about Richard Pryor. And if you haven't heard of Richard Pryor, he's one of the most incredible comedians ever. And when he first started out, he started out doing routines like Bill Cosby, because this is what he saw, and he wanted to emulate him so he can be like him. He had his own comedy, but he thought this was safe, this was clean, this is what he wanted to do. So he did it for years, and it got him places. But he got to a point where he was in Las Vegas at a show, and he said, I can't do this anymore. He was in the middle of his routine, and he walked off stage because he felt he wasn't being authentic to himself. And he walked off stage. And although he was literally almost banned from Las Vegas for years because of what he did, because it was so connected and such tight-knit family in Las Vegas, that he wasn't able to perform there for years. But he did what he knew was best for himself. And it was the best thing he ever did. Because on that journey, where he was losing money for a while, felt like he was falling apart, he found himself. He found his truth. He found his life. And I got there. I was in the same position. I got fearful and I walked away from what I thought I need to do. Also connected with what I need to do. So at times I'm still in that space. I'm still on my journey. I'm still trying to find and live my truth. It's a constant battle. But it becomes easier and you become more relaxed when you're doing what you know you're supposed to do. So if you're getting a nudge to do something and Spirit is saying, look, you should do this, and it's on a daily basis, follow through. Listen to your heart, because no one else can tell you what to do when you know what you need to do. There are times where you could be a doctor in a hospital. You do your last surgery and you're like, you know, my heart's just not in this anymore. How are you helping people if your heart's not in it anymore? you're going to start messing up. You're going to start making mistakes. Follow your heart. It's not going to steer you wrong. Follow your gut. Listen to it. Listen to your angels. Because that external voice of, hey, maybe you should do this, is where you really need to be. Today, I was thinking about singing. Am I an awesome, incredible singer? No. No, I'm not. But it's something that I wanted to do. It's something I've been thinking about. And the angels knew it. And I never said it out loud. I didn't say it out loud to anybody. But there was a confirmation that we needed to get. And I asked Crystal, pull some cards. Go ahead. And she pulled them. And she pulled two decks. And on each deck, she got Sing Your Heart Out, right?
Yeah.
And then I went and got some. And it was Yogi Tea. And on the back of it was Sing Your Heart Out. Three times in a row. Bam, 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 bam. The angels are like, we know what you want to do. We know how this is going to connect you. We know how you're going to be able to exert your energy and relax when you do this. Follow through. So I was like, so should I go do all these things? And I was getting more confirmation. And it's just what you need. It's just what I needed. When you get this, when this is happening to you, when you need help, listen to yourself. Talked about it the other day. Go into your quiet space. Get into your space. Find time for yourself and just be quiet. Listen to music. Listen to meditation music, whatever it takes, and just begin to be quiet. And all the answers will begin flooding in.
Have you ever done neurotic reading? Neurotic. You're constantly pulling cards and pulling cards, and you keep buying new decks. And you're like, I have enough decks. I don't get enough answers. This isn't direct enough. You literally want spirit to come and whack you over the head with one of those little squeaky hammers so you can, like, hear it beating you over the head repeatedly. Skate, 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 skate. This is not helping. That energy of that reading being like not good enough for you, that one you drew for yourself, and then you do it again, expecting a different answer or more clarity or different cards, and you're like, next thing you know, you have like 90 cards out on the carpet, and you're trying to take pictures of everything and trying to make sense of it, and you get the message, but there's something in it that you're just not buying. There's something that requires an action step there. That you're like, no, I just want to hear something right now that's going to make me happy, right this second. I just need them to say something to me that's going to give me that instant relief. And sometimes that instant relief comes from making a decision that you're going to take an action step and then follow through with that. And that's going to require patience. But making that step and following through is going to be the relief, but you don't know it until you do it. So I just had to say that spinning off of what you just said, Ishani. So I'm getting something from Ariel also, and I want to say this before we pick up the phone. She wants me to be a little vulnerable. I think this is a message that a lot of people have been getting. I've been talking to a few folks who have been saying they've kind of been feeling the same way. And if you don't mind, Ishani, I'm going to kind of drag you into this vulnerability place a little bit.
Oh, man. Go ahead.
Come with me.
Mm-hmm.
So Ariel wanted me to say that even if you think you're going to lose something by showing up and being all of you or saying something or speaking your truth, you need to do it anyway. If you're going to lose that boyfriend, if you might lose that job, if you're going to upset your parents, if you're going to really piss off your sister, you've got to say your piece. You have to, or you're not being you. You're not being in integrity. Your throat chakra will clam up. You just won't feel right. You'll always feel like that you're doing something for somebody else. So I'm going to use the example of me and Ishani. We work together, and we don't always agree on how we're going to do things, how we're going to put out a message, what should be done next. We have a huge laundry list of things that we need to get done that we want to put out for you guys. And we get excited So it's like, I want to do this now. No, I want to do this now. No, I want to do this now. And this causes problems sometimes. And ego steps in. What do you think? Your idea is better than mine. You think this is, message is more important. Well, Spirit told me to do this. Yeah, well, Spirit told me to do this. They're all important. But we need to focus on, like, working as a team. So if either one of us just goes into this place where we decide we're going to shrink away from the other person, where their ego was more dominating today and we were going to allow that to avoid an argument, or we were going to allow that just to keep peace and keep moving forward and doing our work, or we were going to allow that because our energy said, I don't feel like standing up for myself today. And then you shrink. And then you shrink a little more. And then you shrink a little more. And the next thing you know, you want to lash out. We do this with everybody. We do this at our jobs. We do this with our next door neighbors. We do this with our best friends. With your best friends, you do this. And you don't realize how often you're letting this happen. So you can safely do this with the right people. And the wrong people are going to get out of your energy. And that's exactly what needed to happen. Sometimes it's just for a short period of time, and that's okay. Let it happen. Because what you need is to say what you need to say and do what you need to do in order for you to get to where you want to get to. So I just wanted to say that. That came from Ariel. She wanted me to give of myself. I asked Ishani permission to give of himself and be a little vulnerable there. Do you have anything to say about what I said?
I have a lot to say about that. When you get to that point, and it will bring up all kinds of forces inside of you, where you're checking in with yourself on a constant basis. And sometimes your ego will say, move over, I'm handling this. Step up and begin spewing things that you didn't want to come out. And you have to check in with yourself. And sometimes people will leave you, literally, or you will leave them. But sometimes it's for a reason. And if you don't follow through with what you have to do, and Lord knows I've been here a million times over, if you don't do what you have to do at that moment, that relationship's going to fall apart anyway. Friendship, whatever. And sometimes either you have to learn a lesson or they have to learn a lesson, and you guys are soulmates to each other. And what I mean by that is not you're the one, it's not the love of your life, but it's somebody who came in your life to teach you a lesson, or you taught them a lesson. And as of right now, there's no more to learn from that lesson. And if you find yourself, if you're one of these people where your ego is so big, you can't shut your mouth for a moment, or you can't learn from somebody else's perspective, everything's going to fall apart.
You basically stop learning.
And what makes us think that we're so genius that there's no more to learn? There's always more to learn. We're not perfect. We're not even close to perfect. And if we quiet our mind, like we said before, for a moment, and you listen to yourself and say, this is the best thing for me, and you go on your way, and you separate yourself and say, I need to do this, or they need to do this. And the reason why they did this is for their higher selves. And maybe you think at that moment, they're not where they need to be. I can teach them more. And a lot of people fall into this place where I need to be their teacher. I need to show them something. I need to do this. They need it. They need it so bad. It's not up to you. Sometimes they got to learn on their own. And if they walk away, allow for it. Allow for them to go on their way, learn their thing while you're learning other lessons. And it's okay. Because that's going to put you where you want to be. That's going to stop you from getting where you need to be. And you're going to be there. Everything's going to work out. It's going to fall into place. It's going to feel like you're on shaky ground. It's going to feel like it's an earthquake, but it's not. It's where you need to be. And when you speak your truth and say, that's okay, go, just go. And they go. And they learn their lessons, and sometimes they come back, and sometimes it may take them the rest of their lives that they will be so stubborn. I don't want to ever talk to you again. You're no good for me, blah, blah, blah. You're a-hole, blah, 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 because you showed me something that I didn't want to see. A lot of people are afraid to see their mirrors. They don't want to be told that they're screwing up. They like screwing up because it makes them feel good. Allow for it.
Rough times, man. Rough times. So let's go to the phone line and pop into the person whose number ends with 268. Thanks for calling Guided Souls. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for your show. You guys give so much information.
Oh, good. I'm
Thank
glad.
You, Tina.
I'm glad your wisdom is saying yes, yes.
Yes.
How can we help you today?
Just whatever spirit wants me to know about my relationship with Tink.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you sound perky. Can't be a very rough place. Either that or you're an eternal optimist, much like myself.
All of the above.
All of the above. Nice. Okay. So the first thing that's coming up is where you're at is it's very important for you guys to keep having these deep, meaningful conversations, to keep getting to know each other, to keep recognizing each other's souls. And working with that, giving it an opportunity to unveil itself. So I think this is actually pretty timely, what we were just talking about, is a message that's also working for you in your relationship right now. They want you to remember how important it is to be yourself, speak up, and allow the other person to do the same without feel threatened or judged. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is about you loving yourself, and this is a message that came up in Media Mishani's reading this week also. It's something I talked about in the videos I put out as well. And know that by speaking that truth and being all of you and showing up like that and doing you first, showing yourself that love, that honor and that respect in that other person is going to come naturally rather than you forcing it to come. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You have anything you want to share, Ishani?
Nope, you got it. You were on point.
All right. So every time something comes up that challenges you, forgive it, learn from it, learn to check your reactions a little bit quicker, and just be more of you. This is going to be a journey, and this is something that you can enjoy as long as you keep checking yourself, all right?
Yes, thank you.
You are so welcome. Bye, Tina. I got to look up this meteor shower that's happening tonight. I keep feeling a nudge towards that.
As long as it's not huge meteors, I'm okay.
You don't want no,
You
know, alien planet pieces landing in your backyard?
I feel that's coming anyway. That they're going to be here pretty soon.
They're probably here right now. Go look in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Use your psychic X-ray vision to pop your eyeballs.
Yeah, to be honest, I actually had a dream of that last night. There was a... it was actually in Arizona. I was in a high school in Arizona in my dream, and in that school was a whole bunch of other beings that were not actually from here. Just came up, and for you to say that, I find that really odd.
Alien high?
Yeah, alien high.
All right.
Sounds like a drug or something.
It does.
So we're going to go to the next caller with the last numbers, 700. Hello, and welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Probably muted right now. I'm going to write a song about it. You're muted. Okay, we're going to put you on hold.
We'll come back to you in a moment. So speaking of that, yeah, it is what it is. And when you get to that place where you feel like you're falling apart or you're not having the success you want in your life, check yourself. Why am I not having the success I want in my life? Are you actually doing what you need to do to get there? That's number one. Number two, are you following through with your guidance? If they tell you to do something, are you doing that? If you have a job but you can't go the extra mile and you're not moving up anywhere and you know you're not going to move up anywhere, is it time to leave? And here's what happens to a lot of people. They get to that point where they're like, I've been here so long, I've been with this person for so long. I don't want to go dating anymore. I don't want to go out and look for another job. I don't want to fill out another application.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want to fill out another application. I don't want to fill out another resume. It's been so long since I updated my resume, blah, blah, blah. I just want to stay here. I'm comfortable. And you get fired.
How comfortable are you now?
It happens.
Or you get dumped on.
Yeah.
Or they cheated.
Yeah.
All because you didn't want to take the effort to go out and take care of it yourself.
It's sort of like spirit saying, hey, look, you need to go. You need to go now. I've been there. I've been there in that situation. I know exactly how it feels. I'm there with you. I know that feeling. You have to follow through with what's best for you. If you feel the nudge to go, go. Feel the nudge to find another job, go. Do it before life happens. And a lot of people think they're like comfortable in a job that they've been at for 25 years. The next thing you know, the company's closing down. And you're lucky to get a severance package. And I'm just saying that because we hear it all the time. We hear it so many times. And the people we talk to say, I want to start a new life. I want to start a new business. Do it. Well, do it. Because some of the things that the dying say before they cross over is, I wish I would have. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have not stayed at my job so long. Nobody ever says in the last day on this planet, oh, boy, I wish I would have worked some more at that job.
I wish I would have finished that project, man.
Oh, yeah, I wish I would have put those brakes on that truck. I would have felt great before I died. They don't give a rat's.
I wish I would have cleaned my house. No.
Things people don't say. Exactly. So.
Now when they cross, they might tell you, go clean the house.
Yeah, they might tell you.
I don't have to do it. You go clean it.
I'm not doing it anymore. Who cares? But, yeah, that's where you are. So think about that for a moment and begin to follow your intuition and your gut.
Okay, so here's my meteor shower report, in case you're unaware. This is the Leonids meteor shower because it is in the constellation Leo. Anytime after sunset, you're pretty much good to go. It gets darker earlier now, so yay. At least yay for the meteor shower. I don't like that stuff. But so look over to the east. After sunset, the peak will be around midnight, but you can pretty much do this anytime after sunset. And you're going to see meteors about every 4 minutes, so it's a medium pace. Go check it out. It's a yearly meteor shower. It happens every year. And so if you want to make a wish on a falling star, tonight's a good night to check that out. You'll have a chance every 4 minutes.
So let's go back to the phone line and check on that caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Guided Souls. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, we can hear you. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hello, we're there.
Hi, we hear you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm from New Jersey.
All right. How can we help you today, Keisha?
Hi, I was calling about my relationship, my boyfriend, Kern.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing that's coming up is they're wanting you to, are you guys separated right now?
Yes, we had a big argument, yes.
Okay. So there's a reason for that. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And there will be back and forth. You guys will be talking. You will have this connection still. It's not a permanent situation. This is leading in the direction of where you want it to go. But they're kind of needing you to take a minute. Let him do what he needs to do. Let him do what he needs to do. This goes along with what we were saying earlier about everybody needing to speak their truth and then taking their time to regroup and manage themselves. So this is the time for you guys to be loving yourselves. So you can say, I deserve this, I deserve this, but without forcing the other people to say, you deserve to give me this. You know what I mean? And So you do that for you. He's going to do that for him and bring the playfulness back into it. By you being able to make yourself happy and keep that light and let him do the same thing, whatever he needs to do for this little time period, what you're allowing is for you guys to focus on the things that are upsetting to you through yourself without blaming the other person. And this has a lot to do with finances and career and you guys just needing to be playful. You definitely have chemistry and it's going to work itself out. And when you both are calm, you both need to make the effort to come back to each other and say, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, and no one's right and no one's wrong here. It just needed to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yes.
You
yes,
sound
yes.
calm
Thank
now.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Just stay focused on visions of what that's going to look like when you guys come back and you're like, I missed you. I'm sorry. We learned this. I learned this about you. What did you learn? Like, you know, and just picture that. Just picture that bonding because that's what's coming. And the more you spend that energy on doing that, the faster and easier it's going to come, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're
so welcome, Keisha.
So, yeah, I've been in that situation. And one of the reasons Spirit is bringing this up right now is that I know what you're talking about. I've been there. I still go through it. And I remember having a conversation with one of my spiritual coaches at the time, and they were coaching me, and we used to coach each other. And I remember I was getting in a situation where I didn't want to be with the person at the time. I wasn't sure who I wanted to be with. I didn't want to be with anybody. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm okay. I don't want to be with anybody right now. I need to figure this out. I don't know what I want to do. And I talked to my coach, and I said, you know what? I don't want to leave that person because I'm afraid they're going to go. I'm afraid they're going to leave. I'm afraid they're going to find somebody else, blah, blah, blah. And he said, let them.
Yeah.
He said, let them. Let them find somebody else.
And then you'll know.
And, yeah, if your relationship is that fickle to where the next day they find somebody else, it wasn't there anyway. Think about that for a moment. Do you really want somebody who, as soon as you leave, they bouncing on somebody else? Think about it.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Don't want to have to talk someone into being with you or being faithful or being honest or
it's not worth it.
Stepping up or whatever it is you're asking for them to do.
Exactly. Is that where you really want to be? So I just brought that up for a reason because I know how it feels. I think about that. I've been there. So if you feel yourself needing to do that, do it. If you feel like, oh, well, they're going to find somebody else because I can't, that energy right there, they're going to do it. So don't be afraid. Like Ariel said, live your truth, your organic truth, your real truth with who you really want to be and who you desire to be with. And we'll support you.
I want to point out, now remind me again at the beginning of the call, you said Ariel, you asked Ariel to explain organic truth. And what did she say?
She said your real truth.
Okay.
Not somebody else's truth for you.
Yes. And by saying the word organic, this speaks to whatever your truth is at any given moment, at any given time, no matter who you become or how much you grow. You don't have to explain who you are or what you were, you know, 6 months ago or 3 months ago or even yesterday. Incredible things happen to a human being's soul overnight. So if you became a different person today, you don't have to apologize for that. You don't have to explain it. And you can step into that new thing. Don't allow, you know, what somebody might perceive as your past mistakes or what you, that stigma, that story that people know about you or think about you. Oh, she's a party animal. She'll never be faithful. She can't commit to one person. She can't, you know, maybe you had that good cry. Maybe you had that perfect breakup. Maybe you had that gut-wrenching moment that you woke up the next morning and said, that's not me. I don't want people talking about me like that. That's not how I want to be viewed. I don't even know how I got there. I'm going to be this. I'm going to find new people. If the old people can't deal with it, they got to go because these new people are going to know how much of a goddess I am and own that. And don't make apologies for it and don't have to explain it. If someone keeps questioning you, You don't have to explain yourself. You just be you. Lead by example. Show who you are. So by organic truth, it's going to change by the minute with every thought that you have. Just stick with that. And just know that as long as you're doing something that you honestly, truly feel is necessary for you to say, be, or do, that you're on your path, that you're on the right track, and there's nothing that's going to knock you off that. You can't say something that you really mean and be totally thrown off your path. It's not going to happen. It might feel that way because the things that are no longer serving you or no longer in alignment with what it is that you're looking for are going to go away. Maybe sometimes, usually, against your will, because you're thinking, oh, I wasn't ready to let go of that yet. Oh, I didn't want that person to leave. Oh, I didn't want to lose that job. But you have to let that stuff fall away because spirit's in the background, like, yeah, they have no idea. They're going to have this incredible job. I've got this Prince Charming on the way. This is awesome. I just wish they could hear me because they'd be so excited about what I'm bringing them right now. It's already happening. It's already happening. Oh, my God, I feel choky and teared up because how many times have I felt spirit or heard spirit say to me, it's already there. We have you. You're okay. Just hold on. Just hold on. You're all right. Just go have fun. Just relax. Let us show you. Have your faith. Believe this. Because if you don't have that or you don't remember that, it's so difficult to let go and allow them to fix it for you. It's so difficult to trust them or anybody in the living that things are going to work out. It's so hard to trust yourself because you don't think that the things that you're doing are actually going to turn out into something that was worth your time, effort, and emotional energy.
Of course. I don't know anybody who's actually tried and failed because there's no such thing. There's no such thing as failure when you're trying. You learn something new. You got to a point where you learned something new, but you didn't fail. You continue and you're going to reach your goal. You're going to reach your goal or you're going to find something even better. They talked about the invention of glue. And the person who invented glue was not looking to invent, but when they found out, hey, this sticks to that and it repairs it, it works. It's not what I wanted, but this is what I'm going to use, and I'm going to follow through with it, and the crap works, people need it, put it out there.
That's the same way a lot of awesome, incredible inventions happen, such as airplanes and LSD and electricity. Shawnee's shaking his head at me.
No, don't do that.
So, of course, you know, a lot of artists, they start drawing something, and they think in their head, they have an idea of exactly what they want it to look like, and then they start crumbling up papers, and they say, ah, listen, I'm not getting exactly what I want, but hey, this looks better. I
mean, it never comes out exactly how you pictured.
And it's a lot better than what you started off with.
Yeah.
Now it's a million-dollar painting. That's just the way it works.
Allow that flow to come through your hand.
Exactly. It's either you get that or spirit will give you something even more awesome. But be open to that even more awesome. Prince Charming. Prince Charming may be in a different body form than what you truly wanted. It's going to be everything else you wanted, but may not look exactly like what you wanted.
So I'm gonna poke you a little bit. At the beginning of the show today, we talked about how you've been getting poked. You've been getting poked in your dreams. Other people have been poking you. You've been getting nudged onto really digging deep about who you are, how you're speaking about yourself, how you want to show up, testing your faith and trusting whether or not these things are working for you. If all that time, effort, and energy, that feeling of wanting to rip out your hair is worth all the effort, just know that it is. I'm feeding that back to you. But you're not always going to feel supported. You're not always going to feel like you're in the right place. You're just not going to stay there. But what's been helpful to Medium Shawnee and myself is to have a coach. We coach each other on some level. We also have an outside coach because there's a conflict of interest here for us to coach each other. But we help each other out when we need to. So then give your voice, your worries, your woes. Whistin', Bowie Cowboy. Give your worries and your woes to another human being. Let them hear you. Let them be non-judgmental. Let them be unattached to your situation. Let it be a third-party person who kind of doesn't know jack about you, who's not going to judge you, who isn't going to force you to say, well, based on your past, you should blah, or you need to do this, or even give you any advice, pretty much, really, unless you're specifically asking for it. There's a huge benefit to having a coach.
Be very, very careful.
So when...
I'm hunting for web.
So when you talk to a coach, here's the benefit I've gotten out of it quite recently in a number of different ways. I've talked to mine on a biweekly basis. Sometimes it's weekly, depending on what's going on. And sometimes it's just for me to get grounded again. Maybe I have a lot of things going on and my head is all over the place. Other times I don't know where to go or what to do. I'm overwhelmed or I'm burnt out. Other times it's wanting to act out of anger, wanting to act out of impatience, wanting to act out of distrust. So having that conversation with somebody else gets me right back on track, and I'm able to go right back into action and say, boom, got an answer, did it, on my way, back on track, and I'm actually going to accomplish something in the next 7 days before I talk to you again. Instead of saying, oh, I'll get to that soon, or yeah, I'm going to make an action step, but there's no real deadline, there's no real goal, there's no accountability. You tell yourself you're going to do something, but do you always follow through? Heck no, because you gave yourself an out. You didn't give yourself the gift of follow through. So if you need that nudge, if you're that person who says, I'm not doing everything I know I should be doing, I know that I could be doing more with my time, my energy, my money, my effort, my emotion, I know that I can be a better version of myself, I know that I want someone to cheerlead in my corner, who's going to help me make some decisions, who's going to teach me how to make my own decisions on a regular basis, who's going to teach me how to communicate with spirit, who's going to teach me how spirit's talking with me, whether that's medium Ishani or myself or somebody else that you're attached to and enjoy. Do that. Start that. So if you want to test out what it feels like to be in a session with medium Ishani or myself, you can find me at comfysoul.com and go click on the link that says, what is angel sign language? If you're at that space where you're beginning to learn how spirit is communicating with you, you want to know more about how you're being spoken to, you want to be able to speak with them directly and start to see some signs from day one, from our first conversation, then come talk to me and go fill out an application and go learn about what angel sign language is. And you can find that at comfysoul.com. And Ishani, if they want to learn more how to work with you, how can they find you?
You can go to pastlifeguru.com. It's PASTLIFEGURU.com. Or go to facebook.com/mediumIshani. Ishani is spelled ESHNE. And you can also on my website, free downloads, and that's Meet Your Spirit Guide Meditation. It's a free Meet Your Guide Spirit Guide Meditation, and that will help you get the help that you need. You will find out who your angelic guidance truly is.
I think it's important to say that you also have an Open Your Heart to Love meditation on there that's free, especially because today's message is about self-love, and especially because we had relationship questions come up today, and Archangel Ariel was the one that was channeling all our stuff today.
Definitely. And if you're in that space where you're working for nubbing all along faces, working for nub. If you're doing that, it's really because you need to find yourself. You need to love yourself first. And if you finally find yourself loving who you are truly, people will be drawn to you like a magnet. It's just going to be natural. And they're not going to leave because you're fake. They're not going to come in your life because you're a fake person for the moment and just disappear. They're going to come into your life and stay because they love who you truly are.
How many times has somebody been in a relationship and they get to this space where somebody's like, you changed. You changed. You're different. That's not who I dated. You used to be fun. You used to do this. Now you're all serious. It's because probably, most likely, when you got together, you put aside what you were doing before. You left those hobbies and habits that you had. You didn't attend those places or go visit those same friends or people that kept you grounded, that kept you, you know, out of trouble, that, you know, were you. The things that were you, you probably put aside to spend time doing what this other person wanted, doing what they wanted to do, or maybe you just got caught up in the moment of party and then found out, oh, crap, all they do is party, and that's not me. I left that behind, or I was never that person in the first place, and they're wondering, like, where'd your party go? And you're still a fun person. It's just not where you were, you know? So that's okay. Make sure that you stay balanced from day one, and if it's already been a little off balance now, there's nothing that says it's too late for you to get back into that balance and let somebody know who you really are and see if they fit. See if they still deserve to be there in your energy. Because if they do, they'll grow up, they'll grow with you, they'll stay with you, they'll honor your personal time, do you, they'll do them, and then you'll come back together and reconvene when it's important to do so. So if you are now feeling motivated, joyful, loving, you got back into your space and you're balanced and you want to start talking to spirit about some of the things you're looking forward to doing, go grab the Angels in Your Pocket guidebook at comfysoul.com and start asking. Call on the archangels, pick the ones that have the job that you want them to do, and ask. There's a method there for asking so that you can manifest properly and appropriately and what's the word I'm looking for? Positively, without accidentally reverse manifesting or without having that fear, anxious, worry, or impatience come in. And just start asking spirit to hook you up and give you signs, and they will do so. So if you want to speak more about Archangel Ariel and find out what she does, go download the Angels in Your Pocket guide. It's right on the front page at Comfy Soul.
And again, I will have radio shows on the weekend.
Oh, Lord.
So with that said, I ask that Archangel Michael come in and cut the cords of energy. So all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. May the people that have draining cords attached to them, may those cords also be cut. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting these cords, and thank you for your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in a love and light. Bathe in a love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.